Okay. Well, good afternoon, everybody, and welcome to ECIA Global Industry Practices Committee quarterly update. So this one is, wait a minute, I have to hold on a second here. All right, sorry for that. So anyways, welcome today to our quarterly update. Most of you know myself, Don Ilario. I'm a full-time employee with ECIA, and I'm also joined today by Terry Ivanison, who is our current chairperson from DigiKey. We also have the GIPC committee here with us today, and that's made up of, we have Melanie Pizzi from TTI, we have Pete Schock from Mouser, and I believe Pete was on an airplane yesterday headed to Asia, so I don't believe we have him on the call. We have Tom Griffin from Catalyst Sales. We have Kimberly Appleton from OnSemi. Rod Dieslack from Phoenix Contact. We also have Victor Myers with us today from ECIA. And we either have or we're going to have Bill Bradford from ECIA, who's our current CEO president. And he's going to...
I'm on.
Oh, welcome, Bill. Okay. So Bill's going to give us a little some comments and an update. Okay. So before we start today, I want a couple of housekeeping items. We have many participants on the call today, so please keep your computer or phone on mute. If you have questions, please hold them till a little bit later in the call. We will answer questions at the end based on time, and I believe we'll have plenty of time. It'll take probably about 20 minutes here with the presentation. And again, as I said earlier, we're also making a recording of this update, so it'll be available along with the presentation slides on the ECIA website after today. So I'd like to start with just a few 2019 highlights. GIPC had a very good year in its second year of development, actually. And some of the highlights started early in the year, where most of you know we published our first tariff best practice document last January, which was developed by a group of industry experts, both from manufacturing and distribution. And it wasn't long after that that we organized a second tariff working group to explore the areas of consideration for when tariffs are removed. And this group just finished and published a second document just a little over a month ago in November. We're also going to be announcing in January that we'll be initiating a new working group to tackle free trade zone warehousing, which Terry will actually make a couple more comments on that a little bit later. So stay tuned for the recruiting announcements for this new group. A couple of other things, you know, working with IBM this year, we also incorporated a blockchain solutions working group, and which led us to an industry workshop in New York City with IBM to identify some possible use cases. And also, if most of you remember, just recently we had a webinar with IBM where they kind of took us through two operational blockchain solutions that are already out there, actually providing benefits to the industry today. And lots more to come in this area, for sure. Matter of fact, we just met this week with the blockchain working group, and we were talking about some things for Q1. So more to come on that. We also have two companies, Analog Devices and Mouser Electronics, that are working together with a team of SMEs to develop a paperless process for managing manufacturers' CFCs. And I know some of you have been involved in that as well. And lastly, we certainly want to mention that we're also working with companies like Compliance and Risk, based out of Cork, Ireland, to help our member companies navigate the rapidly changing world of environmental regulation. And those are just some of the highlights of some of the things that we worked on this year. And as a lot of you know on the call, there's a lot more going on as well. So thank you very much and congratulations for a good 2019. Shift gears a little bit. I want to talk for a minute here about our last GIPC meeting that we had in Chicago on October 23rd. And this was the last face-to-face meeting of the year. And we always do this following the annual ECIA Executive Conference. And one of the key topics was how the subject matter expert groups had struggled during the year with both finding and retaining group leaders and keeping interest levels high with SME group members, you know, on the month-to-month calls. You know, and today, most of the assignments require special or cross-functional SMEs with various levels of background, as we're, you know, most of the assignments now are coming through the board of directors and the councils. So we discussed, you know, how could we adjust the GIPC program to be more streamlined, less siloed, and aligned with the new ECIA structure and process. And then one other thing that we discussed as well was how we could get, you know, more of the small to medium member companies engaged in 2020. So we walked away from the meeting in Chicago with, you know, three different action items. And the first one was to add a small manufacturer and add a small distributor to the GIPC committee level. And so the GIPC committee now going into 2020 would have four manufacturers, four distributors, and one manufacturer's rep. The second thing that we decided on was to maintain the seven areas of focus, and those being, you know, the international trade compliance, business operations, logistics services, environmental, regulatory compliance, IT security, quality, and blockchain technology. But one of the things we would do would we would eliminate the group leaders and the individual group members and transition to an SME pool of resources with the backgrounds and expertise ranging across seven areas of focus. The third thing we talked about was that the GIPC would conduct quarterly type calls, very similar to this, and we would invite all of the SME resources in the pool. We would also invite board of director, council members from the manufacturers, rep and distributors council, and all ECI members. Quality calls will cover all current activities for the quarter and upcoming items for the next quarter. And we anticipate reaching a broader audience, increasing our communication, and capturing new interested SMEs for upcoming projects and assignments. These quarterly updates will also be recorded like this and available on the website for the convenience of all the members in the SME pool or anybody else interested at listening to at their leisure as to what's going on with the activities with the GIPC. We'll also be looking to have specific podcasts available as needed. Matter of fact, Bill and I two weeks ago in Atlanta did a podcast, and I believe you'll probably hear that. It'll be published, I think, around the first week of January. So what I'd like to do here is just to expand on some of the upcoming changes for 2020. So Terry and I are going to walk through eight slides that will be posted on the website and changed periodically during the year. And hold on a second, I'll pull these up. Okay. I hope you all can see the screens. Okay, so this, I'm gonna walk through the first four slides and Terry's gonna take us through the last four. So this first slide is a very simple change. It's our title slide. So, you know, take a look at it when you get a chance, but this will be our new title slide for the year. The second slide is now a combined slide with both our mission and our vision, which we reviewed in Chicago. And I believe you won't see too many changes with that. If you look at this third slide, This third slide is the why slide. So why participate in the GIPC or on the subject matter expert groups? And we didn't really change a lot there, but we did add all of the company logos for all the companies that participated in 2019 into the globe. And we certainly hope to add more company logos there in 2020. Slide four is really just how it works today. So, you know, if you look, it really flows from the board of directors from left to right, but it also can flow right to left. So as the board of directors will be setting the priorities and approving the projects, the councils will be working on specific areas to them as well as that jointly have a common purpose. The assignments will move down into the GIPC, and then the GIPC will take the assigned items and put together working groups for the deliverables. But as you can also see here, the GIPC will also be investigating and submitting things to the councils and the board as well. So as I said earlier, the process really works left to right, but it also works right to left. So I'm going to stop there and go to slide four, and I'm going to hand this off to Terry.
Terry? So this is where you'll see where we had a lot of our conversations when we met in Chicago. And this is where you see a little bit of this has changed. So our project assignment process. And where you can see is the project assignments we started here is if we receive something from the board of directors. What our plan is going forward is that our GIPC group would hold a call. We would review the project, we would scope the project out, we put some objectives, deliverables, almost write up a charter for this project. We define what the requirements are, how many resources we would need, what type of resources, the skills that we would need. And then we'd actually post it on the ECIA website. At that point, also we'd be choosing a project leader. It would probably be somebody that we currently have worked with, one of our SMEs from our group that we've used in the past, or somebody from one of our corporations that we know have that expertise. We'd also choose a GIPC project sponsor. So what we mean by that is somebody that's on the board that has some of this expertise as well. We do these all simultaneously. At that point, we would post it, then we'd get all the applications that we would get. And if we're not getting enough applications, at that point, we would push out and start to ask people to give us people that we think would fit this project. Then we would choose the subject matter experts to work on this group. And we would ask the leader, whoever we chose, to start scheduling meetings for this. One of the main reasons for this is what we found is some of our projects that we have out there, we had quite a few projects that touched into one subject matter expert group continuously. This way we could start to touch more organizations and get more people involved in these projects. Can you go to the next slide?
Yep.
So the one thing that we want to show with this next slide is if you can see, if you're not aware, the GIPC team is located at the top. And as you see, as Don alluded to, we are going to be asking for one more small distributor and one more manufacturer. This will be a mirror image of what we see with the board. And we still plan to look for projects within the subject matter expert areas. And then you'll see that the projects listed below will be it'll continuously be updated. And we plan to cover these projects on our calls going forward. So we will cover the projects. As you can see here, we list all the projects that we are just now finishing up or have just recently finished. And then we'll list the next projects that are on the docket for us. So we'll cover these in all the upcoming calls, talk about what's been covered, where are we at on the projects, where are we at with closing them up, and then what projects we have going forward. Don, do you want to add anything to that?
No, I think you covered that really well.
Okay, the next slide then. The thing that's really important to us is our partnership that we have with the third parties. We continue to grow this partnership. And the reason why this is so important is we can't do this all alone. And we continue to bring more and more people in. The recent one has been the IBM blockchain. And as you can see, we I would say every year it seems like we bring one or two more third parties into our group. And it has been very instrumental for us to help us continue to grow these projects and move them quickly, is that we can't do it alone. So we hope to continue to grow this list and be successful with it.
Yeah, Terry, you know, this is really becoming extremely important for us. You know, Victor and I had a continuous meeting that we've been having with TrustBridge this morning, and we've got some really good things that we're going to be working on them, I think, going into the first quarter of 2020. So they're just great examples. Compliance and risk too, we've got some more things we're going to be working on with them as well, and certainly with IBM. So
Then, as you can see, the roles, we don't see these roles changing at all. I mean, a little bit different flavor, but the GIPC members are still going to be working. You have your SME group leaders. We're still going to lean on you as continuing maybe to lead projects just a little bit differently, but you're still going to be those group leaders to help us lead those projects. We're expanding the group membership. The reason why this is so important to us is, you know, the one thing that Don and I, I would say all of us members, are constantly getting pinged from some of the smaller organizations of how can they get involved. And we feel this is a good way to increase that membership. So they might not be able to dedicate time to being on these teams, but they can dedicate time to being on a project. And so to us, being able to do it this way, we can have more and more group members, and they can start to see the benefits of ECIA, and we can start seeing the benefits of how they can, you know, see ECIA expand into more and more areas. So we think the group membership will actually increase versus decrease. So this to us is really key.
Yeah, and that's a really important point, because, you know, we know that time is precious to everybody on the call and all of our members. And we want to have a program that they can keep up in the GIPC with minimal disruption in their daily jobs. We've heard that time and time again by talking to folks. So by joining the SME pool, they can attend a quarterly update call or get the news of what's being worked on and what's coming up. And if they can't attend, they can just listen to the recorded updates, look to the site, and capture information at their leisure. You know, and as I said earlier, there'll be some podcasts out there. We'll have continuous updates on the website and the press releases. And we really just want to make it easy for all SMEs in the pool to stay in touch with what's going on. And when they see something that interests them, to Terry's point, then they just get involved. So thanks again, Terry. That was great. Okay, so moving on here. What I'd like to do is just kind of stop here for a second, and I'd like to call on a couple of our key players. Melanie, I know you're on the call with us. Would you like to add anything to some of the things we've talked about here today?
Hey, Don. Yeah, sure, I would. Just to echo everything that you and Terry have covered, you know, a lot of the feedback that we've had listening to various team members is that we continue to struggle to get consistent engagement on some of the SME groups. And I think the beauty of the new structure is it's streamlined for quicker action. It's also a less time commitment required from the individual members, which allows the folks to work on things that they're passionate about, as Terry mentioned. And really the goal is to produce more valuable work and to get things done quicker so that we have deliverables that are consistently coming out on behalf of the ECIA organization. I also think it prevents some unnecessary work. We had some feedback on the process before, and now that we have the priorities being set and approved at the board level before we start the work, I think that cleans up that whole process a lot, and I think it will help us going forward to avoid a lot of frustration within the team. So again, I think you guys have come up with a great structure here, and I believe that going forward, it's going to make us a better organization.
Great. Thanks a lot, Mel. Victor, how about you? Some comments from you on the changes?
Sure, yeah. I mean, I think the change, you know, we see this within a lot of our committees that we have to kind of evolve. And we saw that with ECIA, you know, our overall organization last year. We had to kind of restructure to become more effective. And so I think that's kind of an ongoing thing. We're going to continually have to evaluate how we're engaging everybody and how we're, you know, functioning and such, and then, you know, adapt accordingly, I think. You know, just as an observation, I think it's been a slow progression, but I think this past year, I think the association as a whole and the councils.
Nope. Did we lose you? Victor?
We lost you, Victor.
I think we lost you, Victor. So, all right. Hey, Bill, are you still with us?
I am here.
All right. Bill, would you like to add some things with us?
Well, just, I guess I'd just like to thank you, the leadership team of the GITC, but all the various people that worked on different projects and committees over the last year, the 2019. It's just very impressive what we were able to get done with an all-volunteer army, so my hat's off to y'all. You know, when we did reorganize the ECIA a year and a half ago into the three different councils, I think a lot of benefit has come from that in terms of each council being able to focus on priorities. But my big concern was, are we going to become too siloed? And I had really viewed the GIPC as the linchpin of how we bring the different constituents together to get things done. And again, I've been so impressed, not just with the work product you guys have delivered this past year, but the thoughtful way in which you've kind of reevaluated the process and looking forward a way to make us more efficient, engage members more, you know, recognizing this is not the full-time job of all of you volunteers. And so, you know, really, I think the structure, as you said, it aligns well with the board. I think it'll create a lot of good interactive discussion with the board as we scope the projects and have these very dynamic, agile teams to do work. So my hat's off. I'm so supportive of what you guys have come up with and look forward to working with y'all in 2020.
Great. Thank you, Bill.
Hey, Don.
Yeah, Victor, we lost you there.
Yeah, no, somebody decided, I guess I was done talking. So that was...
No, all of a sudden we couldn't hear you. You were gone. So we'll come back.
I said some brilliant stuff though. It's a shame you guys didn't hear it.
would you like to share with us again?
Yeah, hopefully. So what I was saying is that you know, just to kind of echo, I guess, what Bill just finished saying to some extent, I think, you know,
saying something brilliant again.
I think that's just something he's doing to make it sound like it's a mistake.
Yeah, it's just an app.
I hope he can.
I think he's hitting the mute button on purpose.
Victor, quit messing with us.
And furthermore,
Well, that's pretty wild.
All right, he's back on now.
Okay, I'm switching devices. This is driving me crazy. Anyway.
Yeah,
help Pam to keep her hands off the phone.
Yeah, except I'm in the office, so that's...
So it's really Bill. Right,
nice try. Right, yeah, really Bill's not here either.
It's really Robin. It's Robin.
this is anyway. Last chance.
So what I was trying to say, and I think I'm going to give up. I'm going to give up here. So, this past year, I think, you know, with council structure and everything else that's been put in place, you know, I think the year before we were at least getting to a point where everybody was recognizing what the GIPC actually did. I think this past year we've kind of taken it up a notch, and now people think of the GIPC and how can they get things accomplished on their behalf. So a lot of the councils now automatically think about the GIPC, which I think is great. That's what we were trying to do, right? I still, you know, coming up in 2020, one of our challenges is going to be how do we make sure that the GIPC enters the picture at the right time, and that we don't have the councils going too far ahead before we get the GIPC involved. And so that's something that certainly we can help with in terms of, you know, Bill and I and other folks kind of remind people to make sure that we use that collaborative mechanism in the GIPC to bring people together, because I think that's really important. The other thing is, you know, while I really like this structure, I think one of the things that we need to be careful with is that we continue to find creative ways to keep the SMEs who aren't necessarily actively working on a project engaged. You're proposing and what you're doing in terms of the updates and so on and so forth, I think is going to really help with that. It'll certainly help with recruiting folks in the future. So I think all in all, it's a really good, move.
Thanks, Victor. You know, third time's a charm there. So that, that time.
Okay, I'm going to go quiet again.
No, that's great. I can't tell you guys how excited we are about 2020. I think, as Bill said, and Victor alluded to, and Mel alluded to, and Terry and everybody, you know, with the new ECI structure, it's now starting to mature. The establishment of setting priorities with the board, approving the assignments, and driving through the whole process, through the councils, with the GIPC, and keeping it all interconnected. We're really excited about 2020, and hopefully we're going to be able to really pinpoint some deliverables for sure. So, but we also want to thank all of the SME group leaders for their 2019 contributions. And that starts with Allison, to Melissa, to Tony, Steve, Kevin, the team, and all of the SME group members who supported the program, who will continue to be part of the SME pool moving forward in 2020. So before we answer a couple of questions, I just got a couple more things. One is that, you know, we must maintain a current list of the SMEs for future assignments. So you were all invited today to this call because we have you listed on our active list. So if you wish to be removed and or add a colleague, you know, from your company who may be interested in staying connected with this program, let me know. Send me an email so that we can maintain that list. And that'll be an ongoing thing throughout the year for sure. We realize it'll be a revolving door. And again, I just wanted to mention we have two assignments coming up in January that you'll be hearing. One of them was going to be the FTZ warehousing, or the free trade zone warehousing. So keep an eye out for that. More to come on that. The second one will be around design registration, but there's some additional work that we're doing with the board and the Manufacturers Council to put together a little more scope and some direction on that. So there'll be more to come on that in January as well. And lastly, we encourage all the companies, small, medium, large, to get their SMEs from various areas of the process aware of this program. You know, pass the news on, have them visit the website. These 8 slides will be available. I'm always available. Any of the committee members are available to talk about what's going on and what are some of the activities and how to get involved. So, but I'll stop there. So what about questions? Do we have any questions from anybody? Boy, Terry, we must have done a good job.
Heck yeah.
No questions. Okay, well, then that brings us to the end of the call. And on behalf of the GIPC and ECIA, we want to wish everybody a safe and happy holiday. Enjoy both the Christmas holiday and the New Year's. And we really look forward to 2020. And do we have any other closing comments from anybody? Bill, Victor, anybody?
I'm not going to take a chance.
Okay. Well, again, this will be available on recording. And thank you, everybody. And we'll talk to you soon.
Bye.
Bye.
Thank you. Thanks, Don.
Bye. Thank you.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Thanks. Bye-bye. Merry Christmas, thanks, everyone. Everybody.